the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
What is your organization's funding structure and infrastructure?
Right. I think it's really quite intimately related to the last question that we discussed in terms of business model, because generally your business model will determine how you're funded, and how you're funded ends up representing your funding structure and perhaps its infrastructure. But the question becomes, how precisely do you execute on the business model, and how successful you are in pursuing what you thought was the way that you were going to fund yourself. I like to ask the question, what underpins current resource relationships? So if we're in a business where we're selling to government, are we selling to government because we are the best at what we do and we have a reputation in the field? Are we selling because we have relationships, because the ED is known to be a strong advocate or a strong manager in the field? Is it issues? There are very few agencies who do this kind of work for this type population. But the question is, when you get there and you look and you say that we have this funding relationship and this funding relationship, and we have this grant and we have this contract, you really want to understand the long-standing contract so that it's not necessarily so dependent on an individual who is there right now. Is it a new thing that is really built around relationship? Is it an issues thing that could easily change if administrations change? And so that's one of the issues of structure and infrastructure. The second one really relates back to what I said before about areas of dependency. We know that foundations are good for 3 years on an issue, or five, or if they're really committed to an area, it may be 10, but that issues change, interests change, investment areas change, and so you could be doing the best work possible and be told that we're not renewing your grant. You could be doing the best work possible and the corporation changes its focus or moves to a different community. Mm-hmm. You could be doing the best work possible and the government program dries up. And so, again, it takes us to the issue of, are you balanced and diverse? Do you have multiple streams? Are you blending and braiding in the language of early childhood? Do you understand what portion of your revenue depends on this kind of relationship, on this kind of issue, on this kind of longevity in the field, and this connection to this community? And all those things, that's the assessment of structure and infrastructure.
Please join us in the next podcast for part 5 of questions board members should ask about resource development. Teach them well and let them